17 third downs. It looked like he had that problem again of not getting off. He had good first and second down.
Yeah, third down wasn't a good night for us. One of the products of that, Les, is I really am trying to hold. It's harder than you think to hold the base four-man rushes and coverage calls to evaluate our four-man rush and evaluate our coverage. I knew halfway through that we were struggling on third down and we were losing different one-on-one battles, but you can go to the pressure package if you want, but it takes you away from the evaluation process. So the goal is to evaluate and grow the players, and that's what we're working on right now, and it hurt a little bit on third down.
And you want to be able to generate a rush.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly. And you want the guys to win their one-on-one battles and have a couple opportunities. I want an outside rusher, an inside rusher, to have a couple opportunities to set up some moves, to work some moves on that tackle. So there's a lot of thinking that goes into staying basic in the preseason, believe it or not.
How would you evaluate that four-man rush with the first team?
There were some real nice rushes. I mean, there really were. We had some great rushes. We had some bad ones. The guys were trying some new moves and techniques that worked sometimes, and sometimes they got tripped up. So every play helps us that we get to evaluate and grow, and even if it's a young player learning what not to do, which hurt us a couple times, at least he grows from that point.
Bill, how much did it help you guys to go against an offense like the Patriots for a few days coming up?
Oh, it's going to help a lot. I love going against Jay Cutler and that group that we had in Chicago. It's one of the top offensive talents in the league. And now we back that up with New England and Tom Brady. It was great last year to see you really do know where you are against the elite of the elite when you get to play and practice against them a couple days in a row. So we're all really excited about going up there and challenging ourselves and going against the best.
You mentioned you like to see twos against ones to kind of get a better evaluation how they would do. Is there any chance maybe Marcus Smith or Bo Allen or Taylor Hart, any of those guys maybe get with the first team Friday night and get some looks against the Patriots?
We will try to do that a little bit more in Friday night, but we're also going to do it a lot in practice against New England. So we can see our twos and threes against some of their ones where you really can. I mean, it's a little bit easier to do it there than it is in the games. The hard part about the games is you don't know how many more reps are left, how many three and outs are going to happen. Or the other night we had a 16-play drive, which we didn't want, but all those young guys got a lot of reps. So that kind of goes back and forth. So against New England in practice, we definitely will be moving the roster around for evaluation purposes.
I know you haven't seen Benny Logan much this training camp because of the injuries, but what were your evaluations of him as a run stopper last season, and what were some of the things that you thought he did good and some of the things that he needed to improve?
Well, I think about Benny Logan last year, I really think about the progress he made week in and week out. He really took some huge strides. At the halfway point, he was really when he started starting a little bit. And Benny got better and better as it went on in the run game. And he hasn't been out here a lot yet, but he's fine. And I think he'll pick up where he left off.
Bo looks like he's a guy that could play from day one. That's two good nose tackles you have. I mean, that's a good problem to have. But Benny can come in on passing downs and rush from that point of view. And it seems like Bo's got some pass rushing skills. How do you juggle two nose tackles that can play?
You blame both. Yeah. We rotate anyway. We are constantly rolling. Our D-line, we are, of all our positions, that group rolls the most and tries to stay the freshest. Because we're still 90 plays the other night. We still are on the field a lot, and we've got to roll our personnel. And it's great to have two noses two or three. We've got some other guys in there. We have a good young group of defensive linemen across the board that rolling them through is I'm excited. It's not a good problem to have. It's not a problem. It's just great to have competition in a rotation.
What did you see out of Marcus Smith on film? And is it fair to say that maybe the coverage and run defense will come sooner for him than the pass rush? Or do you know?
It's very fair to say. Very fair to say that. I think you saw his athleticism. Again, those guys are thinking a lot. The very first preseason game is always their hardest. They've got the most nerves. It's the first time they got the wow factor. They're in the NFL. That settles after a couple plays, after a couple quarters. Now you typically see the second, third, and fourth preseason game with young guys. You see big growth because the nervous part, the, oh, my God, that's Jay Cutler over there, whoever it is kind of gone. And now they slowly start saying, okay, this is football again. Let me just do my thing, and they get better because of it.
Watkins got beat for a long touchdown, came back with an interception. What are you seeing out of him?
I love the mental toughness he showed in coming back. He had a bad jam. In the NFL, you pay for your mistakes, and it's something he's learned, a valuable lesson to a very smart young man. I don't see him making that mistake again, and I love the way he bounced back. Now, it took him a little bit. He had a couple other stumbles before he regained composure, but he regained it, and that's growth of a young guy.
How is Zeke depth at that cornerback spot was an issue last year. Have you done enough in the offseason? Do you feel better about the depth at both cornerbacks?
I do. I think the personnel department's done a great job of building the depth at all positions, and I think right now going into the season, we're deeper this year and more competitive. I mean, there's more spots up for grab, and the competition is higher, and the play should elevate, and I think it is.
You guys returned a lot of your defense intact. Where are you as far as having guys in the right place at the right time, the right call right now versus the last game of last season?
Well, the preseason's a little bit different in how you call them, but when we get to the season, first of all, the coaching staff, we know the players and their strengths and weaknesses much more than we did a year ago. We've seen them play through, you know, the big games, and we know what they do well and what they don't. And defensively, structurally, we'll put them in even better positions than we felt we did at the end of last season. Hopefully we gain and build off where we finished last year. And they, in turn, know our defensive calls better, what we expect of them, their assignments. So hopefully, by the time the season hits, we're way ahead of where we left off at the end of the year.
How is Joe Kroeger coming along as a two-gap man?
He's getting better every day. You know, he had a couple nice flashes the other night. But Joe is like a lot of the young guys. We've got such a mix of young talent in there. Every preseason game means a lot to him, and I think he took a big step forward. He had a nice game the other night.
Maragos and Brayman are sort of known for their special teams. How are they coming along on defense?
Good. I think Chris Maragos is a great addition as a safety, and he's been in the mix other places he's been. He's made a name in special teams, but he's a very solid safety and a good pickup for us. Who's the other name? Yeah,
Brayman.
I mean, he's a great athlete out there. You see him fly around, and you always always know where he is on special teams, and he's picking up our scheme and fitting in well. He did all right the other night. He had one penalty that you didn't like, but other than that, he had a solid game.
Quarterbacks still able to be as physical as you want them to be in this game with the rule changes?
Corners? Absolutely. We're learning how the officials are calling a tighter game. The other night they called it pretty well. I mean, we grabbed cloth, they called it. You know, everything they told us they were going to call, they called. When we made the mistake, if we put our hands on someone past five, they called it. It's just a matter of us adjusting. We got great athletes who are smart. We'll adjust, and it takes a little work on it. And you know, you don't want to get beat. And sometimes you get out of, and you do something you shouldn't. But we talk about it. We're working on it in practice every day. Every time someone shows up, we point out this is a flag. This is a flag. So we can still be aggressive. We can still attack. We can still press. We just have to do it a little bit tighter than we did a year ago.
Vinny Curry started out last year inactive, and so you gave him more time as it went on. Can you just explain what he was going through and where he needs to get in order to be a regular contributor?
Vinny Curry has got a great pass rush skill set, and you see that every time he's in there. When we're out of our 3-4 mentality and we're in our pass rush third down, Vinny's always in the backfield, and that's what he does well. The two-gap part of it, he's a little undersized two-gap, but he's getting better and better and better at two-gapping. So when you're talking about Vinny and you put him in there at a 4-eye and you're asking him to take on 500 pounds of men and double team, that's not his world. When you ask Vinny to get in a gap and penetrate, that's his world. So we're just kind of growing and trying to put Vinny in the best positions for him. But then you have the whole defensive unit out there, and how it all fits together is where it gets to where you have to be creative and make sure that the situation and the call match and the talent, and we do what they do best. And that's what Vinny does best, is penetrate.
Are opportunities in your scheme for a guy like that?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Bill, Chip has mentioned several times how much man coverage he had to face last year. As a guy who's gone against Darren Sproles in the playoffs and goes against him every day, what effect is he going to have on defenses this year as far as their ability to play man against Chip?
God bless him. I mean, he is hard to cover out of the backfield. And you are very aware, as a defensive signal caller, who is matched up in your man coverages on Darren and Shady, for that matter. I mean, those are two great space athletes that are difficult to cover. And if you've got linebackers and even safeties, you better make sure they're quick, because those guys are so shifty, and it's a hard matchup. We usually end up putting a whole player to that side or an extra body in our man coverages to help on that back, especially when they're out of the backfield as much as they are. So I'm glad we have them and don't have to defend them. I know that.
Other than Boykin's athleticism, what kind of sets him apart or makes him so good in that nickel role?
I think his understanding is growing. I think now, when we first got it, I don't think he had a great feel of his leverage and how it affects the routes that he can get. And I think his understanding of his role in the nickel spot and how his leverage changes and who on different calls help and where he doesn't have help, that is making him a better player and more aggressive in those, you know, in the coverages, to where he's, I think early on he was just getting a guy no matter what and not really focusing on where his help was and where it wasn't.
To piggyback on Dama's question about Scrolls, how much more challenging did you find in defending against him either last year, the playoffs, years before, or whatever, that quarterbacks would tend to make adjustments at the line more often to get him one-on-one coverage, get him against a slower linebacker? Or did you find that, you know, I mean, does that complicate things, I guess? Is that a quarterback can make a call at a line and all of a sudden,
yeah,
you know?
Obviously, if they are audible at the line for what they see or potentially see the matchup, and they can get in and out of him free releasing, that does pause.
So how do you address that?
Well, you've got to make sure that you know who's matched up on. If you're not in the zone, even in the zone, you've got to know, because out of the backfield, those wheel routes, anybody that has the flat has the wheel route. It can be a big linebacker that has them. So now all of a sudden, you've got to make sure you have safety over it. It's all attached. But he makes you think through all that, and that's the running back in the backfield. You still have receivers and Graham at tight end and you know all those other issues. Now, who are you putting one-on-one out there? That's the thing, that when you get a Sproles, that's just one more guy that you've got to be very conscious of your matchup, as along with the other matchup issues that a team may give you.
Is this the primary thing? Do you think you're covering him? Do you say to yourself, well, a bigger guy, because he's small, a bigger guy might be better against him? I mean, how do you counterbalance all the factors there?
The other thing that goes with Darren Sproles is his intelligence and his work ethic. So not only is he faster and quicker than most people on the field, he knows exactly what the defensive coverage is. He knows protections. I mean, this is a smart man and a great football player. So he gives you problem all the way around.
Yeah. Kendricks, looked like he had a couple real good plays in coverage. That has to be encouraging.
Yeah, you know, I'd put him in the same category as Brandon in the fact that, you know, Rick Minner's doing a great job with his inside backers and learning the scheme and growing the scheme. And I think Michael understands how his assignment, how it's attached to others around him. And when you have young players, usually don't figure that part out. Usually all their effort is my assignment and what I have to do. And then as they take a year or two and they grow, and for Michael it's a second year in the same system now finally, so now he can say, okay, I know now what others around me have to do and how that affects my job. And I think Michael's growing in that area.
It's been a week now that Carroll's been down. What effect has that had on the evaluation of him and him pushing for playing time?
Well, it's hard. You know, you can't evaluate anybody that's not in there, but we know he's a vet and he's mentally in it. He's a great leader. He's in every play call, and he was coaching on the sideline, and you know all those things are benefited. But when he's not out there, obviously you can't see him do things. But we've seen him enough. He started for a couple years in Miami, and there's a lot of film, and we know what he brings, and we'll get him healthy, and he'll be right back out there in the mix.
You guys had a couple of tips at the scrimmage, or you know, batted passes the other night. I know last year Connor had a ton. The defense had a lot. What goes into that? Is that something you guys are actively coaching in?
Well, we're actively coaching, but you can't do it in practice because we got to let our guys throw. So there's a little bit of a, when we get to those preseason games, we do talk about it a lot. We do talk about throwing windows and the effect it has on quarterbacks and timing and accuracy. So we talk about it a lot. Coach Azanero does a great job of those guys in the pass rush and how you affect a quarterback.
Two more. Preference for length at a certain position, does that also factor into your guys' ability to get hands on balls?
It helps. A lot of the length has to do with two gap and the technique we use there, but the length does help when they're throwing the quick balls and our hands are up.
What did you think of the tackling just in general on Friday night?
I thought we were a lot farther along than we were last year. You know, I thought the run defense and the tackling were two areas that we took big steps in. If you compare preseason game one this year to preseason game one last year, we still missed too many tackles. One of the encouraging things was we missed with the right leverage. We had head placement, and we still missed. That's got to get fixed. But the fundamental part of it, we weren't missing because of arm tackles and heads in the wrong position. The thought in the being in the right position was much better. Okay, thanks, guys.